Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The market. Stocks post gains. Dow rises more than 300 points, writes the Wall Street Journal. Subhead. President exempted many tech products from reciprocal tariffs, but warned more targeted duties are in the works. We welcome one more time Brent Break the Glass Ahrens. I remind you all, Break the Glass is from Hank Paulson's time at Treasury, 500 years ago, but it was the crisis of 2008-2009, when Mr. Paulson asked his team to come up with a plan just in case, called Break the Glass Plan. The plan was to stuff billion-dollar checks in the pockets of banks that were worried about their reserves. That was then. This is now. Break the Glass is watching a market behave in some fashion that seems to everyone unpredictable. Brent, a very good evening to you. You're on the road, and the market is settling today with a slight gain in the Dow. And there is all this talk of exemption. How to interpret this? Good evening to you, Brent.
Good evening. Great to be here. This is one of those instances where market participants have to try and, it's a little bit like being a Sovietologist back in the old days, or someone who sort of studied ancient archaeology. You have to extrapolate large amounts of data from very small, large conclusions from small bits of data. As far as I can tell, the critical things that have happened in the last few days over the weekend are A, the collapse in the bond market, which may or may not have been engineered by China, plus a panicked reaction by technology companies, or at least some successful lobbying and explanations to the Trump administration, plus a Chinese threat to ban the export of rare earth minerals caused the Trump administration either to back down from its trade war or arguably to understand for the first time the full complexity of global supply chains. And President Trump has abandoned or dropped or suspended, however you want to put it, the tariffs on a lot of technology imports. I think it was explained to him that if he didn't, Apple was going to basically say, we no longer have any iPhones in stock and we don't know when we're getting them. And you can blame Donald Trump. and I suspect this had a way of focusing minds either in the Trump administration or among the 273 Republicans on Congress. I'm of the opinion now that it looks like Donald Trump is just in, or the tariff war has been called off. The Trump administration's in full retreat. Let me talk about the two aspects that I found most interesting. The first was the bond market. There was talk at the end of last week that followed on what we had been discussing, John, here on this program, which was that China owned a very large chunk of U.S. treasuries. Nobody knows quite how much they own. And that they were able to essentially dump those on the market, drive down the price of U.S. Treasury bonds, therefore drive up the interest rate on U.S. debt. Bonds are like seesaws. The interest rate and the price go in opposite directions. So when you drop the price, the interest rate goes up. So China was able to dump its some of its treasuries on the market, drive down the price of U.S. bonds, drive up U.S. interest rates. And that was, I think, a critical factor in the financial panic last week and the political panic. I mean, that was what happened to some extent, what happened to Liz Truss. It was when she lost control of the bond market that destroyed her politically.
Let me read some numbers that support your observation. The 10-year today rallied from the sell-off of last week. The VIX, which is a measure of anxiety, it was at 50, which I've never seen it at 50. If it's happened before, I've missed it. It dropped 19 points to a mere 30, which used to be scary, but no longer.
Yeah.
All right. Crude oil ticked up, but it's at $61, which is going to break the bank in Russia. Gold sold off a little bit, but it's been at an all-time high. So please continue, Brent.
Well, the thing about the Chinese holdings of treasury bonds, which I think was critical, is that people keep quoting the $760 billion figure, which they read from treasury data, which says that mainland China, they own $760 billion worth of U.S. treasury bonds. But I don't think that that's the full holdings at all. Nobody really knows. But when you look further down the table from the treasury, you realize that the holdings in U.S. treasury bonds through the Cayman Islands and Luxembourg, which are basically money laundromats, is another $800 billion, and I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of that was held by China. And then you have the amount held through London, which is also, despite its various Downton Abbey pretensions, is also a financial laundromat, is another $1 trillion. It's perfectly possible that China owns $2 trillion or more of treasury bonds, and it owns those as instruments of state policy. It doesn't own those for financial investment. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, was commenting last week. He said, he was talking about this as if, China owns treasury bonds the way a bank owns your mortgage. He was, the old joke is if you owe the bank, $1,000, you're in trouble with the bank. But if you owe the bank $1 million, the bank's in trouble with you. The problem is China doesn't care about how much money they lose on these treasury bonds. These are instruments of policy. So I think China was driving down U.S. treasury bonds. It's basically causing turmoil in the U.S. treasury market by selling some of its holdings. And I was surprised that this didn't seem to get reported until at the end of last week. You and I were speculating on it earlier in the week.
We were cautious in speculating, but it was heavily reported at the end of the week. In addition, when they sold the treasuries, they got dollars, which they pushed into the market. And that would explain why the dollar declined.
Yeah. The second thing is China dominates the markets for what are called rare earth minerals. And actually, I was just reading a Congressional Research Service report on these, and I can't even pronounce the names. There's about 17 of them. They are obscure minerals. Their production is dominated by China. China basically owns the global market. And they are essential to varying degrees for smartphones, Wi-Fi, and basically everything. All modern technology is heavily dependent on these rare earth minerals. And China essentially dominates the supply. And there were reports over the weekend, which, so far as I can tell, have not been confirmed. But there were reports from some importers that they were suddenly having difficulty getting a hold of these rare earth minerals.
Right.
I think China was also sending signals that, look, if you continue with this insanity, not only are we going to drive long-term U.S. interest rates to, through the roof and kill the U.S. mortgage market, but we're also essentially going to stop, we're going to embargo rare earths the way OPEC once embargoed oil, and you're going to have a crisis. You're not going to have any iPhones.
Brett, we have about 30 seconds at this point. Right. Are we in the middle of this crisis, near the end, near the beginning? Can we tell?
Oh, we can't tell, but I reckon we're probably near the end. I think we've passed the point. I mean, I think Trump has essentially climbed down. I think it's been explained now. They've realized that China can switch off the U.S. bond market and rare earth supply, and I think now it's about saving face and extricating America from this crazy tariff war.
Brett Ahrens of Market Watch, he writes the return on investment, if you have any, these days for Market Watch. This, break the glass himself. I'm John Batchelor.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.